So the modern cloud, as opposed to the traditional data center model that existed previously, really allows us to deliver a very personalized, scalable solution to our customers and deliver our customers a much better outcome.
The Commonwealth Bank has cloud as a key part of our strategy. We use it regularly in many parts of our business. Microsoft Azure is a key partner for us, and we'll continue to look for opportunities as to how we use them. The cloud allows us to drive to a different price point on our services. It gives us more flexibility and it provides elasticity, so we can scale things up and scale things down depending on the need, and that allows us to then focus on the customer and the innovation for the customer rather than worrying about how we provision the services at the back end.
What I love about the cloud is it speeds up innovation. You haven't got any limits on the amount of infrastructure you've got or the speed at which it takes to set up infrastructure. All of those kinds of obstacles are just taken away. It really changes the way we think about our business.
I think it's great for this country to be pushing the envelope on data centres. I love seeing it when big companies making big investments in Australia. That's really good for our economy and really good for our businesses. We're a great partner of Microsoft Azure. All the thousands of businesses using AccountRight in the cloud, they're all based right now on the Azure platform.
Security is critical from our point of view when looking at cloud services, and we feel Azure delivers that. The data is where it's meant to be. It's in Australia. The security aspect is really very critical. But in addition to that, we feel that Microsoft is going to be going on a journey with us, and they're going to be the best company for us to partner with along that journey.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome to TechEd Sydney and what I think it promises to be an extremely exciting, fun-filled week here at Fox Studios. My name is Pip Marlowe. I'm the Managing Director of Microsoft Australia, and it was great to start with that video. I really loved the sound at the start of that video because to me, it sounded like an Azure data center coming to life. And in fact, if you could have given that sound an accent this morning, it would have had a distinctly Australian accent. Because today is a historic day for us, a monumental day. It is the day where, for the first time in our history, customers can log on to the data center and choose the Microsoft Azure Australian Geo for the first time. Yes, the data center is up and running, and it has come to life, and we're excited to share that news with you first thing this morning. It's really... It's really exciting news for our customers, as you heard in that video. I think it's really exciting news for everybody in this room, and it's certainly very exciting news for us at Microsoft. When I started the company 19 years ago, we had this dream, and many of you would have heard it. We wanted to put a PC on every desk at home and in business. And we wanted to do that because we believe technology, our technology, could enable people and businesses to realize their potential. And that's not changed. We want to be the company that helps you do more and achieve more. But now it's through the best and most complete cloud services ever. It's all about making sure Australians can take advantage of that, helping Australians orchestrate amazing every single day. And today and throughout this week at TechEd, we're going to celebrate doing just that. It's world-class technology, world-class infrastructure, and certainly, very importantly, it's a world-class ecosystem. And key to that ecosystem, key to that is people. And for us, that's you, our superheroes. The people with an incredible imagination, a drive to innovate, to achieve more. People like you who are achieving amazing every single day in the jobs that you do. And I know that it's really important to have the right people, the right superheroes, the right A-team, because our customers tell it to me. when I go out and talk to customer and they're telling me about why things are going well and what they love. They love the technology, but the magic is you, the people who bring it to life. You're our A-team. We're so excited about the hundreds of thousands of people employed in our customers and our partners who care about enabling organizations, big and small, here in Australia and, of course, across the pond in my home country, New Zealand, who are all excited about this next phase in Microsoft and Azure. So when you watch that video at the start, we got to hear some great stories from some amazing customers who are already doing incredible things with Azure and our technology. But I want to tell you a little story that you may not have heard and one that you may not be so familiar with. It's a story of two students from Monash University. Incredible, collaborative, smart young students who participated in the Imagine Cup, a global competition that we run. We challenge students from all around the world with the Millennium Goals to use creativity, collaboration, and of course, amazing technology like Azure to make the world a better place. And these two students, simply put, taught a machine to think like a doctor. They took a smartphone and the power of Azure, and they were able to do the early diagnosis of anemia. And Team Inemia won the Global Imagine Cup, a $50,000 research grant, and of course, some incredible mentoring time with, you know, one of the most visionary people in IT history, Bill Gates. An incredible opportunity for two amazing Australian students. But what they did is showed a great testament to how bringing down the barriers, in fact, smashing away the barriers to innovation, can allow us all to disrupt an industry in such a short time. It's really quite incredible. And to me, that says the time and the tools are here and now for you to concentrate on that real purpose of what you do every day, be it in health or education, businesses large or small, or even in our everyday life. And for me, that personally boils down to how do we at Microsoft help you? How do we enable you to be the maestros of orchestrating amazing every single day in what you do? And so I'm excited to invite to the stage somebody who thinks about orchestrating amazing every day for our customers and partners, our very own lead cloud maestro, so to speak, the Executive Vice President of Cloud and Enterprise, Scott Guthrie.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to TechEd Australia. It's wonderful to be back here again. I think I was here last year at the TechEd event in the Gold Coast, and it's amazing to be back here in this great country again and having the opportunity to chat with you. We now live in a mobile-first, cloud-first world, and within Microsoft, we're working hard to deliver great solutions that really enable you to maximize inside this world and really drive your businesses forward. And today, what I'm going to talk about is how you can power those solutions using the cloud. Azure is Microsoft's cloud computing platform and enables businesses to move faster and do more. A little over 2 years ago, we shared our strategy for Azure, a strategy that enables customers to use both infrastructure as a service capabilities, the ability to spin up and run Windows and Linux VMs, together with platform as a service capabilities, and the ability to use those things together. A strategy where we enable you to take and use the best of the Windows ecosystem and the best of the Linux ecosystem together. And a strategy where we deliver unparalleled productivity and enable you to build and create solutions faster than ever before and reach all devices. Since then, we've been hard at work fulfilling that vision. The last year was a major year for us. It's hard to believe I was here 12 months ago talking about what Azure was then. In terms of the last 12 months, we've shipped a whole bunch of great new features, more than 300 new major features and services just since that time. And these services and improvements include not just significant enhancements to our core infrastructure capabilities, but also a whole bunch of new higher-level services that enable you to be even more productive as well. Services like machine learning, live media streaming, new SQL databases as service offerings, and more. And these higher-level services combined with the infrastructure, enable you to create even richer cloud-based experiences and deliver them faster into the market than ever before. And as we built out this vision, we're seeing some really great momentum in the market. More than 10,000 new customers are now signing up to Azure every single week. We have more than 1.2 million SQL databases hosted inside the Azure cloud. There are more than 30 trillion objects stored in the Azure storage system today. We have more than 350 million users inside our Azure Active Directory system, and we're processing more than 18 billion authentications now every single week out of it. We have more than 2 million developers now registered for our new Visual Studio Online service, a service that we launched just 11 months ago. And we're seeing customers increasingly taking advantage of not just the core infrastructure capabilities of the platform, but increasingly those higher level services, which is enabling them to kind of build even richer applications. And as Pip mentioned, with the medical imaging scenario, develop new generation scenarios that weren't previously possible before. Now, the cloud space right now is a very hot one. There's lots of energy, lots of excitement. You hear cloud, cloud, cloud all over the place. What I wanted to do is just spend a few minutes talking about how we differentiate ourselves in the market and the unique set of capabilities that we provide. When I talk to customers, I often show these three overlapping circles of capabilities when describing Azure: hyperscale, enterprise grade, and hybrid. The Microsoft cloud is the only cloud that delivers on all three, and combined, we think they really provide a truly unique and differentiated solution for customers. And what I'm going to do is just spend a little bit of time drilling into each one of these and talk about it in more detail. So one of the key elements of having a hyperscale cloud is one that provides truly global reach. And we've been hard at work building out Azure to run all over the world. These little green dots here on the screen above me represent Azure regions, which are made up of clusters of multiple data centers where you can deploy and run your applications and solutions. You know, you'll notice there's two green dots here in Australia, and they've been in preview the last several months. As Pip mentioned earlier, we're really excited today to announce the general availability of the Azure Australia regions, and anyone can now actually sign up for Azure and go ahead and start deploying applications and solutions into both of them. And they're in the Victoria as well as the New South Wales region here in Australia, giving you even broader reach in terms of the coverage that you can target. Now, we have more than 19 Azure regions now open for business around the world. And this gives you kind of the option now to literally deploy your solutions everywhere, to enter every single market, and to really maximize your global reach. To put this in perspective, these 19 regions are almost twice the number of regions that Amazon has, and more than six times the number of regions that Google has open in the world today as well. And again, this enables any customer to use Azure to deploy their and run their applications closer to their customers, as well as their employees, than ever before. Now, what makes the Azure regions impressive is not just the global coverage they provide, but also the huge scale of capacity that each one delivers. Each of our data center buildings is roughly about one rugby pitch in size. And you can see kind of the enormous scale that it provides. I customized this specifically to look like hopefully a rugby pitch, or at least what I thought was a rugby pitch. I got feedback in the preview last night. It looks a little bit too much like an American football field. So someone stayed up late last night working on this. So each one of these data center buildings is roughly one rugby pitch in size, or roughly enough space that you could park two jumbo jets within it. Now, what's impressive about these Azure regions, though, is we design it so it's not just one data center. We actually build out enough space so that we can actually put 16 of these data center buildings next to each other, which is roughly enough space to hold about 600,000 servers. So it's a pretty immense amount of capacity. And this hyperscale footprint really delivers not just immense capacity capabilities, but really allows us to deliver fantastic economics, which allows us to continually cut our prices to you. It also gives you the confidence to instantly scale up and scale down capacity and solutions anywhere around the world. Increasingly, we think this type of hyperscale capacity is really going to be fundamental to how businesses drive their own customer success going forward, and it's something that everyone is going to want to be able to take advantage of. So what I want to do is just talk about three success stories of customers on Azure today that are taking advantage of this hyperscale footprint. Milliman is one of the world's largest providers of actuarial-related products and services. And they're using Azure to deliver a SaaS-based solution called Integrate that provides actuarial modeling and financial reporting to the highly regulated insurance industry. Now, what's cool about this is Millen's able to run compute grids of up to 50,000 compute cores for every single one of their customers. And this ability to kind of use the cloud helps all of their customers stay competitive in the highly competitive global life insurance market. And what Milliman really likes about this is they can basically spin up and spin down capacity as needed. And because they have this infinite pool of capacity to draw on, they've never once had to actually decline a customer request to run a modeling job. And it's really allowed them to power their business around the world. Car Sales is another company on Azure that's based here in Australia. They're listed on the ASX, and they're one of the largest automobile, motorcycle, and marine classified business in Australia. And the solutions they now run on Azure help power those experiences for their sites. Their Azure-based solutions deliver more than 12 billion images per month now for their classified ads. And the nice thing about the elastic scale of Azure is it allows them to adapt their server utilization based on what they actually need and based on what their real-world usage looks like within their sites. For example, in the early morning periods here in Australia, not many people are actually out buying boats, it turns out. And so they're able to actually power their service using only 5 servers inside Azure. As the day progresses and as their load increases, they steadily ramp up to 90 servers during their peak period. And the beauty about the cloud is they only have to actually pay for what they use. And so for those down periods or those more quiet periods, they can turn off those computers, they can save money, but they also then have the confidence to know they can scale up at any point to handle any load as their business grows. Centium Software is another great customer based here in Australia that takes advantage of Azure. And they provide their global supplier of event management software. And you know, amongst other events that they've helped support around the world was the London Olympics. And their cloud-based solution enables them to deliver a fully automated event planning system and event management solution and be able to stand it up for any customer in the cloud in literally minutes. And using Azure, not only are they taking advantage of the elastic scale to save money, but they've also been able to implement a DevOps model where they can now continually also roll out features to their customers with zero downtime and basically drive their solution forward even more from a feature capability perspective. Going forward, we think all the customers out there are going to need to be able to take advantage of this hyperscale capability and this elastic ability to save money based on the resources that you don't need. And we think ultimately there's only really going to be 3 big vendors in the world that are going to be able to provide this type of hyperscale reach. And that's basically Microsoft, Google, and Amazon. And we basically plan to differentiate from the other two with a level of enterprise-grade support that we provide inside our cloud, as well as the unique hybrid capabilities that we enable for enterprise solutions. So let's talk a little bit about those. Gartner this spring published their Cloud Magic Quadrant surveys, where they basically survey every cloud vendor looking and evaluating its different capabilities. And Gartner has 4 Cloud Magic Quadrants, one on infrastructure, one on applications, one on storage, and one on virtualization. Microsoft not only made it into its leader quadrant for all 4 of them, but is in fact the only vendor that's in all 4 of the cloud-based Magic Quadrants. Which is a big testament in terms of what we provide, as well as the broad reach that we support, not just for infrastructure, but for application storage, as well as private cloud. In addition to third-party assessments, Azure also comes with world-class compliance support, as well as government accreditations. Here in Australia, Azure has achieved a key milestone earlier this month in the form of a successful IRAP compliance survey result from the Australian government. And the IRAP assessment basically provides assurance for any public sector customer, as well as the partners and ISVs that serve them using Azure, that Microsoft has appropriate security controls in place for the processing, storage, and transmission of all unclassified sensitive data for the Australian state government, as well as federal government, healthcare, education, and other data. And what's nice is Microsoft is actually the first and only public cloud provider based here in Australia that provides this level of security assurance in the Australian market and enables now all of you to target and be able to serve these types of public sector customers. Now, in addition to security, in addition to reliability, the other thing we focused very hard on with Azure is around performance. which we think is critical in order to run these large mission-critical workloads that we know you have. Last month, we released our new D-series of virtual machines in Azure. These are machines that have 60% faster CPUs, more support for memory, as well as have local SSD storage drives. And we think the combination of this type of capability is critical for delivering enterprise-grade experiences. And we're really excited that our new Australian data centers that just opened up today are fully fitted out with those D-class virtual machines and enable you to run your applications even faster. We also, last week, announced our new G family of virtual machines as well, which takes this performance capability even further. These are great for any kind of database-focused workloads and are literally the largest virtual machines in the cloud. They use the latest Intel Xeon processors. They have up to 32 cores of compute, almost half a terabyte of RAM, and almost 7 terabytes of local SSD storage. They're 2 times the memory of the largest AWS instance and 4 times the memory of the largest Google instance. And they really allow you to power and run the very largest of applications out there. We also, this past week, announced our new premium storage offering for Azure as well. And this allows customers to use remote durable storage with any of their virtual machines that they host inside Azure. And our new Azure premium storage offering will allow you to mount up to 32 terabytes of drives to each of your virtual machines. It'll support more than 50,000 IOPS of disk I/O and read latency of less than 1 millisecond for any of that data, which is truly amazing performance, faster than anything else in the industry. And we think the combination of these new VM sizes plus the premium storage is really going to deliver an unparalleled degree of performance in the cloud. You could basically now not only run virtualized workloads that you already have, but increasingly we think this power is even going to allow you to take workloads that previously only ran in bare metal servers and be able to host them in the cloud as well. And the great thing about the cloud is you have all this power that's available to you, and you can basically deploy it all literally with the click of a button and have it available to you literally in seconds. And because of that elastic nature, you can turn it off and you can turn it on, you can scale it up, you can scale it down, and you can scale it out literally as your business needs it, which gives you tremendous power as well as tremendous cost-saving capability. So beyond just having hyperscale and enterprise grade, the other thing that's unique about Azure, let's talk about a few examples of people that are taking advantage of this enterprise grade capability. First, BDO is a provider of audit, tax, and advisory services to a range of clients here across Australia. As custodians of vital customer data, they basically have learned that when customers ask, hey, is my data secure in the cloud? The two things that really help is to be able to say the data's with Microsoft and it never leaves Australia, which are two promises that they're able to now make with these Australia data centers opening up today. MYOB stands for Manage Your Own Business, and they're a great Australian multinational corporation that provides accounting and other financial services to customers all over the world. They basically have their AccountRight live SaaS solution on Azure and have deployed it since November of 2012. They use literally tens of thousands of SQL databases around the world, and it serves more than 1.2 million customers today and receives absolutely fantastic ratings for both customer service and quality. And then iCare Health provides healthcare software here in Australia to help communities and residential care providers better support aged care consumers and operate even more efficiently. There are about 180,000 aged care beds here in Australia, and for smaller providers that don't yet have an IT system locally, the great thing about what iCare Health provides in the cloud with Azure is that they're able to provide a full set of IT solutions and be able to stand that up and run it super cost effectively and provide even better healthcare service out there. And by having Azure now here in Australia, not only can iCare Health not have to worry about infrastructure and be able to stand it up now in the cloud, but they can also make sure that all of their healthcare data can always stay here in Australia and be able to satisfy any concerns around data movement as part of that. So this is a little bit about in terms of enterprise grade. I talked about hyperscale. Let's talk a little bit about hybrid. Microsoft's unique in that it's the only hyperscale cloud provider that runs software both in the cloud and in on-premises environments, as well as with service provider environments as well. And this enables customers to basically maximize their deployment reach and choose to build a single application that can run across all those different environments and delivers the type of integrated hybrid solutions that we think enterprises really require. We now provide a wide range of capabilities and solutions that enable you to connect any on-premises server or any on-premises data center to the cloud. You can basically take advantage of capabilities like storage, using our great StorSimple appliance and take advantage of tiered storage to the cloud. You can implement backup. You can do disaster recovery. And the disaster recovery solutions work not just with Windows and Hyper-V, but they also work with Linux. They work with VMware environments as well as bare metal servers. You can now have a single identity system with Azure Active Directory that spans both your on-premise applications and PC systems, but you can also then use it in the cloud to enable single sign-on to any SaaS-based solution across any number of different types of devices as well. And with our new ExpressRoute networking service that we've integrated into Azure, you can basically ensure that all of your network traffic between your on-premise facilities and Azure runs over a dedicated private network fiber that gives you total security as well as guaranteed network quality of service. And one of the things I'm excited to announce today is in addition to opening up our data centers, we're also expanding our ExpressRoute networking support here in Australia. And you can now purchase dedicated fiber network connectivity to Azure through Equinix and be able to connect your existing facilities to interconnect through them. And the other thing that we're excited to announce today is a new partnership with Telstra, where it'll enable existing Telstra customers, in particular ones that have MPLS-based solutions, to automatically connect their data centers to Azure as well. And the combination of these two provide a great way that you can go ahead now and interconnect literally any system inside Australia to the Azure data centers, again, run on a dedicated network fiber and have total guaranteed network quality of service. So in addition to kind of providing the ability for you to interconnect your on-premise systems in the cloud, Microsoft's also the only hyperscale cloud provider that is committed to delivering a consistent cloud experience so that you can actually build a single set of solutions and run them in a cloud environment, on-premises, and in service providers. And this enables you to basically adapt and adopt a cloud-based architecture immediately, deploy those solutions anywhere, including inside your own data centers, and then know that you can always migrate them to the cloud and into our data centers at a later point if you wish to. We've previously announced this or enabled this with our Azure PAC software, which is a free software download on top of Windows Server and System Center that basically allows you to have a consistent management experience in your on-premise facilities with your existing servers that you have within Azure. One of the things that we've also announced in the last couple days how we're taking this even further and also enabling a fully integrated hardware and software solution that we call the Cloud Platform System. And the Cloud Platform System basically is a fully integrated hardware and software solution that enables you to basically take all the learnings that we've had from running our own public cloud environment and bring them into your own data center or into your service provider data center as well. And it delivers the exact same Azure management experience, the same portal, the same management API, and the same core Azure building block services, including IaaS support, that you get in our Australia data center regions now here. But you can basically run it on this physical hardware appliance. And it basically enables you to adopt the cloud even faster, even for super confidential data that you're not quite ready yet to host in a public cloud environment. You can now do it and do it in such a way that at a later point, if you want to, you can bridge to the cloud, or at the very least, you can basically have a consistent experience so that all of your IT staff, as well as all of your developers within your organization, can build to a common cloud architecture and know it runs everywhere. We're partnering with Dell to build out this experience, and if you're interested, you can start actually purchasing this, and it's available in the next 30 days, and you can start taking advantage of it immediately to move to the cloud with even greater control. So let's talk about a few customers that are taking advantage of this hybrid capability that Azure provides. First one here is called TalentPay, and it's based here in Australia. And they're a usage rights management company that basically manages the buying process on behalf of performers with advertising agencies. And they're expanding their operations globally. And they basically are using a hybrid approach with Azure so that they can basically avoid having to rewrite all their existing systems and instead have a very natural way that they can basically integrate them with the cloud, be able to start taking advantage of the cloud while basically leveraging their existing investments that they already have. This enables them to move their businesses even faster and to save even more money and time. Lufthansa and Mazda are two global-based companies around the world. And one of the things that they're starting to take advantage of with Azure is to basically provide a disaster recovery point that they can run all of their on-premise systems with, whether they're databases, whether they're storage, or whether it's compute. And by basically using the cloud as the point that they use for DR, they're able to actually cut down their data protection costs both by almost 95%, and they're able to take advantage of this cloud economics, and over time they'll basically be able to migrate more and more systems to run in the cloud at a future point. So hyperscale, enterprise-grade hybrid, Microsoft's the only cloud that provides all three, and combined we really think they provide a core set of capabilities that you can trust to run your businesses, and it provides enormous opportunities for you to go ahead and power your businesses to the next level. Now, one of the things we're trying to do with Azure from a strategy perspective is to really have a cloud that has no limits. No limits in terms of scale and capacity, no limits in terms of global reach, no limits in terms of being able to reuse a lot of the existing skills you already have, and no limits from a performance, security, and stability standpoint. The other thing we're trying to do from a no limits perspective is make sure that it works with everything out there. You can use Azure with any device. You can use Azure with any operating system, whether it's Windows or Linux. You can use Azure with any database. We've got partnerships so that you not only can use SQL Server, but we've got great partnerships so that you can also use Oracle databases. You can use DB2 databases. You can use SAP HANA systems, all running inside our cloud. And you can basically build out and take advantage of all of your Azure capabilities using any programming language and any tool. We've got first-class support, obviously, for .NET and Visual Studio. But we also have great support for Java, for Ruby, for Python, for Node.js, PHP, and more. And having all of these kind of capabilities in the Microsoft Cloud ultimately enables enterprises, startups, and ISVs to basically be familiar with all whatever tools that they're already familiar with and are able to basically build solutions within it. And having all of these different folks in the cloud, again, enterprises, ISVs, and startups, also helps create a rich ecosystem and a virtuous cycle where they can collaborate together to drive businesses forward. To help accelerate these relationships even more, one of the things that we're launching this week, and it'll be available in our Australia data centers immediately as soon as it launches, is our new Azure Marketplace, which will be basically available, again, for any customer to be able to take advantage of. And it basically provides a host of virtual machines, apps, and services that you can basically deploy and use within our cloud to basically power your business forward. It's going to help accelerate this connection between enterprises, ISVs, and startups even further. It's going to enable you to save even more time as you deploy services and apps. And we're looking forward to seeing some of the great solutions that we know are going to be built with it. And what I thought I'd do is actually just show off a demo of Azure, and in particular, this new marketplace. In action. So what you're seeing here on the screen is the Azure preview portal, which basically provides a nice integrated experience for how you can go ahead and see all of your services running inside the cloud, as well as manage them in a single browser-based experience. You can see here we have a nice little map of a lot of the Azure data centers around the world. The little green checkbox means everything is working perfectly for all services in all locations. Which is great. We also have integrated billing experience plugged in. Someone asked me last night, what in the world have you spent $4,900 on? It turns out I'm flying all over the world deploying 50 core demos at a time. And so it's good. Well, it's not really good for Microsoft since I have to pay for it myself. But basically, at any point, you can use the portal to understand exactly how much resources you've consumed. You can set up billing alerts, so if you're ever worried about a surprise bill, you can say, hey, send me email anytime it reaches a certain point. And again, you can always track exactly what you're doing inside here. And then inside the portal, you can basically create a whole bunch of new experiences. I can deploy Windows VMs, I can deploy Linux VMs, I can deploy websites, mobile services, machine learning, databases, et cetera, all with the click of a button. And then one of the things that we're launching this week is our new Azure Marketplace, which is down here on the left. What this does is it gives me a gallery not only of Microsoft images, but also images and VMs and services provided from literally hundreds of different partners around the world. And this basically makes it super easy to deploy literally anything I want inside the cloud. So let me show off two simple examples of that. We'll do first a Microsoft service. How many people here have ever deployed a SharePoint server farm? A few people. It was easy, wasn't it? He's shaking his head no. You know, setting up a single SharePoint box is usually easy. If you want to set up a SharePoint farm where you have Active Directory domain controllers, you have databases, you want to run it in high availability form, you want to have a cluster, and you want to have a patch management story, typically takes at least an hour or a month. So let's walk through what it would look like using Azure. So basically, I can go into the marketplace. I can click this little create button here. We can call it, let's say, Sydney. Oops. Sydney is great, whatever we want to call it. I basically can give it a username and password. I can then basically configure any of the settings I want. So for example, if I want to have my Active Directory domain controller set up a certain way, can very easily expand that, and I can control exactly what size VMs I want to run with them, et cetera. I can choose what databases I want. I can add it to a virtual network, and I can choose to deploy it anywhere in the world, including here in Australia. And if I want to enable high availability, all I need to do is just click that enable high availability checkbox, and then I'm done. And basically, I can hit the create button, and Azure will automatically take care of building out and deploying, I think in this case here, 9 servers in whatever location I've chosen, all pre-wired up so that literally in a few minutes, I've got a complete SharePoint farm stood up and running inside the cloud. Now what's great is once it's actually up and running, we'll just go ahead and show one that we already have. I can go into the portal, I can basically click on it, I can get an integrated view that shows me the health as well as the billing information and deployment history of that overall solution, even though it's made up of many different parts, many different virtual machines. And if I want to, I can then drill into and even actually see the health of each individual virtual machine, all integrated inside the portal here. And so you can see this server is running, and it's not using much CPU. It's not using that much disk I/O. You can see what the network bandwidth in and out is, how much I'm spending on it. And since I'm not using as much, if I want to, I could easily just scale it down to a lower footprint in order to save money, or set up an auto-scale rule so that it scales up as the CPU starts to warm up and it gets more actively used. And that sort of is just a simple example of how easy it is to deploy something, go in, and then manage it all in one single pane of glass and be super productive on any browser, on any device as you do it. Now what's nice is you can, as I mentioned, you can do this not only with Microsoft images, but you can also do it with all of our partner images as well. And if I go back in the marketplace here, let's click on a couple of virtual machines and see some examples of those in action. So you'll notice, hey, if I want to deploy an Ubuntu server, there's an Ubuntu image maintained by Ubuntu directly inside there. If I want to deploy an Oracle database, I could do that also with a push of a button. If I wanted to stand up, for example, SUSE or a Puppet server or CentOS Linux or a Chef server, they're all inside the gallery. And if I wanted to, I could even go ahead and say, hey, let's deploy in front of an application, maybe built with Windows, maybe built with Linux, an application firewall. And so this is a solution from a company called Barracuda. They're one of the leading providers of what are called web application firewalls. You can put these in front of any application in order to provide an additional level of security protection and across your application, or look for cross-site scripting attacks and other things that might be vulnerabilities inside your application and help you protect against it. And again, in the same way that I can deploy a SharePoint farm, I fill out a few things, hit create, and I can now deploy this application appliance in front of my server and be able to provide further protection against those types of issues. Again, all integrated inside the experience. You can literally deploy anything with the click of a button. And the beauty is, once it's all deployed, you can manage it and visualize your health, your billing, as well as your overall system with a single pane of glass as you do it. So that's a simple example of kind of Azure in action type of experiences you can now deliver yourself. and how you can actually take advantage of the marketplace to instantly get productive. You're going to see a lot more talks and demos throughout this week about Azure and our overall cloud strategy. We're pretty excited about it. We're making a lot of progress, moving very fast. And whether you're looking to help your businesses transform their infrastructure and drive down their costs, store and analyze data, and be able to get insights on top of data systems, all types of data systems you already have, whether you're looking to basically manage your mobile workforce and enable single sign-on and identity management across all your workers, create an Internet of Things, or really deliver and power next-generation applications, we have a great set of cloud offerings for you. All of them are integrated inside Azure, and you know, we're incredibly excited to have our two new Azure regions here in Australia open for business for everyone here to start taking advantage of today. And we're really looking forward to seeing some of the great solutions that we know you'll build with them. And I look forward to coming back to a future Tech Ed where we can show some of those off. So I want to say thanks again for coming here today. I hope you have a great conference here this week, and look forward to talking more. Thank you.